Mark, we know that there are liberalism has again misused Scripture, and in the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, we might state or underscore the fact that here is not initialization, but identification. Mm-hmm. This is not where the Lord Jesus, according to some liberals and modernists of a former generation, finds out that he's the Son of God. No. This is the Father's identification. So this is not initialization. This is identification. This is who he is. And the Father is declaring him so.
In fact, when Sam, you mentioned about we have that account at the age of 12 of the Lord Jesus, already there he identifies himself with his Father. There he says, my Father's business. Yes. And it's almost as if perhaps at age 30, yes, this is the one who's been about my business and is my beloved Son.
Well, what did Mary say? Mary made a very, she made a faux pas. She said, thy Father and I have sought thee sorrowing. But the Lord Jesus' response was, what? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? So there's a play on words there, you know, in Scripture, textually, if you please. She says, thy Father and I have sought. And he says, my Father. And so there's a very clear break from what she stated and what he declared, my Father. And there are a number of things that, speaking about his sonship, that could be stated. There are a number of references to his sonship. He often referred to himself as the Son of Man. Whom do men say that I am? I, the Son of Man, am. Mm-hmm. But he's Son of Man. But he's also, in one place, called the Son of Mary. In another place, I saw this just the other day in the Gospel of Luke, he's referred to as the Son of Joseph. Surprisingly. But that's what those who observed him, you know, in the neighborhood, the neighbors or the acquaintances, thought that, oh, is this not the Son of Joseph? Not knowing that he was not literally the Son of Joseph. And then he's called, as we saw earlier, the Son of the Highest. And the Spirit of God speaking through the angel, of course, speaking that the Son of the Highest. And then he's called the Son of the Living God. Over and over again, we see that the Lord Jesus is spoken to as the Son of David. Remember the Syrophoenician woman? Son of David, have mercy upon me. And he is called the Son of God. But I was struck just recently that he is actually called the Son of the Father. In 2 John chapter 3, I was looking for that, and I just finally found that, brother. In 2 John...
I don't have chapter 3 in my Bible.
2 John, verse 3. We read, grace be with you and mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. So it is there. As we were talking here on the phone, the Son of the Father.
Just a side note in Luke 2, very interesting that the Lord Jesus, we know in eternity, he's Jehovah. He doesn't cease to be. Mm-hmm. He is that. And in time, it's declared in Luke 2, what was spoken of to the angels, by the angel, excuse me, to the shepherds, for unto you, in verse 11, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The is the definite article is not there. It's Christ Lord. It's referring to Messiah Jehovah. It's Messiah Jehovah. That's who this was. So how wonderful that his name Jesus means Savior. And so he came to save his people from their sins. So here he is, Messiah Jehovah. He's come. All those promises of old, it's fulfilled. And so this revealing, his coming in this way, was a magnificent fulfillment of the promises of God to his people Israel.
Another reference to the fact that Jesus of the New Testament is the Jehovah of the Old, is in the statements made by John the Baptist himself, or concerning him, that he would be the one who would declare the coming of Jehovah. I think it's Matthew chapter 3. And when the Lord Jesus comes into the world scene, let's see.
Chapter 3, verse 3.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you. This is he that was spoken of the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Jehovah." Mm-hmm. But onto the scene steps the Lord Jesus. So another testament to the fact that the Jehovah of the old is the Jesus of the new. Prepare ye the way for Jehovah. And he steps onto the scene, Jesus.
Is it the thought of the brethren in this exercise to take this portion up to emphasize his sonship? Because, I mean, that's what the titles of our readings. But I just wondered, because really this is what the voice is, from heaven is declaring. This is my beloved son. And yes, he is all the things we said. He is Jehovah. He is the Lord, he is the Christ, but he's the Son, he's the beloved Son. And the revelation of him is in connection with what was eternity in eternity before time, mm-hmm. is now being revealed in time, in these particular examples we looked at. So
the answer is yes.
Okay.
is it also to focus upon the fact that he is being revealed as the Son to us?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And for what reason? It's going to lead into the third session, where we see that God shifts or delights to include many sons that take on the character of his beloved son, or should take on the character, but do radiate his glory. And so the revelation is not only for the delight of the Father and for the glory of the Father, but for an example, even to those who will believe in him, that God delights also in us. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. That love goes beyond, as it were. You know, I'm looking at both these references in A and C here. Matthew 16 and Matthew 3. Both times the Father says, my beloved Son, not just Son. You know, there's the essence of that love relationship from eternity past. So what is God? God is love. But there's a reality to that. It's not just a radiance from his character. There's a reality to it. And he demonstrates that in the person of son. We had that example of Genesis 22, mm-hmm. of Abraham and Isaac. And I'm sure there wasn't a person in Abraham's household who didn't know that Abraham loved Isaac. I'm sure. And likewise, there shouldn't be a believer in this world, no matter what experience the believer has, that shouldn't know that the Father loves us and has brought us into that sonship relationship to bless us, even as Isaac was the blessed son. So yes,